Hi, this is Rish Outfield.
And Big Anglovich.
And this is That Gets My Goat.
Number 79.
Really? 79?
Give or take. I'm not sure.
We've lapped our regular podcast already. No, this is just something we do. For me, it's fun. For Big, it's just like pulling teeth. But it's a little complaint session about whatever happens to be pissing us off today. And probably you have a lot to complain about right now because I'm making you do this, even though you want to go to bed. But I've been really focused on trying to get this out every single week. And so I'm making you do it. We've finished up summer. Summer is over. It's fall now. It's almost the Halloween season, which is my favorite season of the year. But I'm quite fond of summer too. It's just residual effect of not being in school as a kid and looking forward to being able to play and go out and get in the bright sunshine.
Uh-huh.
But also, that's the big movie season. That's when all the studios put out their blockbuster movies, the movies that you've looked forward to all winter long. And they tend to come out in the late spring, early summer. And that season is over. And what gets my goat is what a weak movie season we had this summer. Are you in agreement there?
I think I could agree with that, yeah.
I mean, I bet you could name on one hand all the movies you saw in the theater this summer.
Yeah, I could. I usually don't see that many, so that doesn't really mean a lot. But I saw Toy Story 2, or 3, sorry. Iron Man 2. Strangely, I saw Night and Day. That was just the movie available when we went. Did I see anything else?
I know.
Oh, Inception. That one was actually pretty darn good. I'd say, aside from Toy Story 3, which just gets gets the nostalgic vote or something. I'm already kind of won over before I ever even went to that movie. That was, gets my vote for that. But yeah, I think Inception was probably my favorite of the summer.
Well, see, that's interesting because I guess I just had a bad feeling when it was finally announced that Toy Story 3 was coming out. And we'd had such a fantastic movie in Up. And then the next one is going to be Toy Story 3. I was like, uh-oh, this is the one that's not going to work. This is going to be the bad Pixar movie because, they're going back to the well, but long, long, long time after. And usually it's one of those, desperate grabs at
right, it's like an Indiana 4 or something like that.
Right. And so I was afraid. And I didn't really like that trailer, the first trailer that showed.
When have you ever liked a Pixar trailer?
No. And that's a good point.
It's a good sign when you don't like the trailer.
I forget that whoever makes these trailers is not the same person who's making these movies.
Right.
But I thought Toy Story 3 was just excellent, man.
Uh-huh.
Moving, powerful. It took things to a different level. They added pathos and stuff even beyond what Toy Story 2 had. I was just blown away by how great Toy Story 3 was. Uh-huh. And it was my movie of the summer. By far the best movie I saw this summer. But the rest of the movies, not so much. It used to be, like when I was in college, that I would go to the store on Tuesday, every Tuesday, the release day, because there was a new CD and there was a new movie or something, a new book that I wanted to buy that Tuesday. And now Toy Story 3 is the only movie that was released this summer that I absolutely have to own.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they didn't even release any horror movies where I'm like, oh, instant classic. I got to see that again. I don't know what happened with this summer. And it wasn't that I'm old, because I was only 10 months older than I was last year. And last year we had several movies that I enjoyed quite a bit. I even liked Wolverine, the movie that nobody liked.
Was that last summer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. For some reason that feels like it was 3 years ago. I guess that's not possible, huh? Because the show's not even that old and we talked about Wolverine after going to see it last year. Huh.
There would be trailer after trailer, and they all ended with in 3D. And every one of those movies, I'd be like, that looks like something I've already seen. Or that's a remake of a TV show I never liked. Or, wow, really? Why would you cast him in that role? Or, oh, geez, I am old. I don't know. It was all remakes or sequels this summer. It didn't appeal to me. I did end up enjoying a couple of those movies that I thought were not for me. But not enough to say I'm going to buy them. Like,
right.
Like Clash of the Titans wasn't as crappy as I expected it to be. Prince of Persia was not as shit-drenched as it appeared to be. But neither of those movies do I need to own. And it's sad because I could see in both of those films potential. I could see where just a little bit more depth of character or dialogue or focus on anything other than special effects would have helped push this movie up another star or whatever you want to call it. I don't know. And so here we are in the October season, and hopefully there'll be a horror movie here that I want to see. But then we're led into the holiday season. And the only movie I can think of that I've just absolutely have to see, opening night kind of thing, is Harry Potter. Uh-huh. Is there anything else this winter that you're just like, oh, that is on my calendar. That's a national holiday. That's
heard of anything that I feel that way about.
Are you that way even about Harry Potter?
I am that way about Harry Potter. I'm pretty excited about Harry Potter.
Okay, well, and that looks
it's
good.
It's the big finale, you know. You kind of gotta
ish.
Although, yeah, ish. That's true because it's not really the. I mean, it's the first half of the big finale. But yeah, I don't know. I can see myself not being as excited as right because part six didn't blow me away like the last few ones have for some reason. And did that come out this summer? That came out last summer, right?
Yeah, I think it was summer 2009.
Okay, I don't know why. It was that it didn't grab me like other ones have for some reason. But yeah, but I'm still excited about part seven.
Well, I am too.
A and B.
Ah, that's right. You have to clarify. Although I don't think anybody will call them A and B in the future. Maybe they will. But I think it's just easier to say seven and eight.
Right.
I'm sure somebody will say, in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows part two, I loved it when... And that's something that people complain about is the whole splitting thing. But I'm really looking forward to that. I think that you'll get the emotional satisfaction by splitting it into two that you wouldn't get if you just had to go. Right. We've got 14 hours of film that we got to fit into 2.5.
That's kind of the way I felt from part six. I think it seemed like there was more to it that should have been there or something. I don't know.
I agree. And I didn't hate part six, but... It was disappointing, and it certainly wasn't emotionally satisfying like the book was.
Right.
The book, oh my gosh, it was just devastating how it ended, and you got a whole chapter to mourn, which was absent from the film, and that sort of thing. Hopefully they can avoid in these last two movies just by saying, okay, you know what? People love the owl. All right, let's give us 7 minutes for the owl instead of 2 seconds. Right? And I don't know how long they're going to set aside for that. We'll see. But I am looking forward to that. And another movie that I was looking forward to was...
Avatar The Last Airbender?
No, there's no movie called that.
Oh.
Was Disney's Rapunzel.
Oh,
was
right.
Supposed to be coming out this fall. That movie no longer exists. It's been replaced by a much more teen, tween-centric, male-centric film called Tangled. In 3D. See it in 3D. Hey, go see it in 3D. Fuck you. Sit your ass down. I want your extra $2.50.
Also available in 2D.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe I'll actually see it. I don't know. They had me, and then they lost me.
Uh-huh.
It was originally in development as a 2D. No, let me rephrase. It was originally in development as a standard...
Hand-drawn
traditional animated film. And then tossed out when those went away, and then resurrected later as a 3D CG. What? Tell me again.
CG or
computer animated film. But Don Hahn, I think, is directing it, who did Beauty and the Beast or did Little Mermaid or did Home on the Range. One of those three great films. And they've tried to make it look a lot more traditionally animated. Rather than maybe the boxiness or the super realistic way that CG can be. And yeah, they had me. And then for some reason, one of the pencil pushers, one of the eggheads.
Bean counters.
The bean counters said, well, this is a movie for girls. And those traditionally don't make as much money, you know, because we don't want any girls to be buying our stuff. I mean, they got the Disney princess stuff and we don't even have to release those theatrically because girls are so stupid. We need to redo it so that it appeals to boys. And boys won't go see a movie called Rapunzel. And boys don't want a love story. And boys aren't going to buy action figures of the handsome prince that's courting Rapunzel. So suddenly they fired. They replaced the voice actors.
With Mandy Moore.
With Mandy Moore and Chuck. And they changed the title to Tangled. and they put out one of the shittiest trailers imaginable to get boys interested in the film.
And they turned Rapunzel, or maybe this was always the case, but Rapunzel is Medusa now from the comic books. What are they, the Inhumans?
The Inhuman Medusa.
Her hair is not just long, it's alive.
It's so amazing to see my influence on you, that you know who Medusa is. And
my introduction to Medusa was, what do they call that? On Wizard magazine, where they have the Twisted Toy Fair Theater comic book. I can't think of the
Black Bolt.
Where Black Bolt gets married to Medusa or whatever. And you know, he can't say anything because his voice is his power and it like blasts everything. So he doesn't say anything. It's all these weird things are happening through this Twisted Toy Fair Theater. And then at the end, they're toasting or whatever, and they hold up the glass, and Medusa holds up the glass with her hair, and he looks around and he sees that all her hair is above the table, and yet somehow a different bit of hair is holding up the glass, and he goes, "What the?" And boom, everything blows up, and that's the end. But yeah, that was my introduction to Medusa, which I thought was very, very funny.
That is awesome that you remember that. You crystallized it perfectly. Shoot, what was I going to say? I guess it doesn't matter.
You're
but
talking
I just
about Tangled.
Oh well, these movies again, if they're good, become beloved. Wizard of Oz has a girl as a main character, and it is one of the most beloved films of all time. The Sound of Music has a female main character, one of the biggest hits ever. Up until Aladdin, these Disney films, they do what they could, but the big hits were the ones with female main characters. These huge, huge hits, your Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, your Cinderella, your Sleeping Beauty,
uh-huh.
your Little Mermaid,
uh-huh.
Beauty and the Beast.
Fox and the Hound.
Fox and the Hound. These all were giant hit movies, all female-centric flicks. And suddenly, in 1995... Pocahontas comes out, and it doesn't do as well as Lion King or Aladdin. And I'm sure it's that same bean counter, that egghead that's still sitting over there said, the reason that Pocahontas wasn't as financially solvent as the other two was because it had a female lead. And traditionally, these female – I remember when that happened. Entertainment Weekly ran that story. And I was like, what the crap are you talking about? Even then, we were living in today's dollar society where I knew that the reason this made more money than something else is because the last one was 14 years ago. Anyhow, I really wanted there to be a fun throwback type Rapunzel movie. Now, okay, Princess and the Frog didn't do all that well because it has princess in the title, obviously, because it's girl centric. I don't know. Sometimes when people complain about the sexism in Hollywood and, you know, and just how male centric it all is and teen male centric, I'm just like, oh, shut up and make me dinner. Wash the dishes while you're at it. But in this case, they're totally right. It's just like, how insulting do you guys have to be? Can't girls have a movie franchise? Can't girls have stuff that's aimed at them? They make money. They go out for girls' night. They buy tickets just the same. Female lead in Titanic, man.
There you go. Biggest movie, well, was until 3D tickets supplanted that.
Okay, the next year's Pixar flick, besides Cars 2, woohoo! Was this flick called The Bear and the Bow? Is that right?
I think that's what it was called, yeah.
The Bear and the Bow. And they've changed the title to Brave.
Oh, yeah.
That's the title, Brave. Dude, nobody, friggin' Sir Sean Connery could come up to me and say, look, lad, Brave is a much better title than Bear and the Bow, and would you like some pushy galore? And I would have to disagree with him, dude.
I have to just say no.
No, sir.
Nope.
Mr.
Wait,
Connery.
What did you say about the... Or what galore?
A lot of vagina. And I will... Plenty O'Toole, named after your father, perhaps. And nobody can convince me that Brave is a better title. I mean, Brave is an Indian warrior. Brave is a word that describes somebody with courage. But bear and the bow at least describes something. Now, maybe this pencil pusher said, well, people will confuse it with Brother Bear, which Big Anklevich friggin' hated. And we love Big Anklevich's money. Okay, maybe that's true. But, you know, Monster House and House of a Thousand Corpses both have house in the title, and nobody's going to confuse it with Little House on the Prairie, okay?
But they did confuse it with Kid and Play's House Party. That was a big problem.
That's what it was. Well, okay, I take back. If we had R08OT working on this part of the show, I would ask him to cut all that out, because you've proven me wrong. No, and so the third thing that I'm upset with Disney about is Newt.
Affirmative.
Newt was a Pixar film that was supposed to be coming out. Gary Rydstrom was the director. The story was that the Amazon rainforest has been completely screwed over, and the natural habitat of this very rare newt has been destroyed, and there's only two of them left. But luckily, it's a male and a female. So these two newts are put together, and it turns out that the female absolutely detests the male. And it's like a bickering romantic comedy. Joe Pia would have described it as The Land Before Time meets It Happened One Night. And no one would know what he was talking about, because he couldn't say there are two newts and they need to get together to continue the species, and she hates him. I've seen production art for this, and I was so on board for this flick. It was like it's friggin' WALL-E over again. And they canceled it. They've killed this project, replacing it with Monsters Incorporated 2.
My mommy always said there were no monsters, no real ones, but there are.
I'm not going to gnash my teeth and complain too much about that, because Monsters Incorporated 1 is a fantastic movie. And if there's room for a sequel as good as Toy Story 3,
yeah,
then that's...
Toy Story 2 and 3 were great sequels.
Then that's fine, but I'm not sure. Now, you know, maybe... What's his name? Maybe John Lasseter saw what Rydstrom was putting together for Newt, and he said, well, it's not good enough. I'm sorry. We're going to have to shelve it. But my spider sense tells me that it was this same tangled brave guy. Whoever this guy is. It might be Robert Iger, for all I know. It's just, yeah, somebody said, no, you know, we can't sell Newt action figures. People think they're salamanders, or people think it's a sequel to Princess and the Frog because they're both amphibians.
Would be trouble.
But I really felt like this romantic comedy by Pixar, I mean, it was going to be awesome. It looked like something that I would just eat up. And it felt like it was a little bit more adult. Not that Up or WALL-E or Toy Story 3 weren't adult.
Uh-huh.
But it just, yeah, but it's gone. It's over. It's done. I know, financially, the wise choice was to go for the proven commodity, to go for a sequel to a hit, a previous hit, something that already has merchandising, something that already has name recognition. But that surely in 2011, when there are two Pixar's movies being released in a year, there's room for both.
You would think so. I don't know. We've talked about it before, and I still worry about the end of the golden age of Pixar animation. How much longer do we have left? It's interesting to realize, you know, a lot of people, they talk about golden ages, but they only start talking about them once it's over and gone.
Right. Well, because you need a little bit of distance to see how much better it was then than it is now.
But yeah, we know for a fact that we are in the golden age, and who knows how much longer it can last. How much longer before Cars 2 and Monsters 2 and the sequel DreamWorks type mentality destroys everything that was good about Pixar and turns them into a crap factory, just like all the rest of the computer animated filmmakers. I definitely worry about that. Hopefully it's not the case, but yeah, I have to agree. I'm sure that the reason they're making a Cars 2 is not because they have, oh, hey, we got this great story that we just have to tell. No, it's because, I mean, you still see it in the toy store now. Cars came out in 2006, I think. You still have Cars toys in the toy store. Maybe Walmart is saying, hey, you know, you guys haven't done a movie for Cars in a while, and we're going to have to take these off the shelves. And so they said, whoa. Hey, we'll make another one. I don't know what it is that is the motivating factor behind this. And I think Monsters Incorporated, same thing. I'd be willing to bet that Monsters Incorporated probably sold the third most toys out of all their films. If you go down the line, I think it probably came right after Toy Story. Well,
I think Toy Story's got to be our winner.
Toy Story's probably ahead of Cars. Yeah, you're probably right.
But you know what there's room for? Action figures and sequels out there? Incredibles. Incredibles 2, Incredibles 3, Incredibles 4. In what world do we live where we need a Monsters, Inc. 2 before an Incredibles 2?
Yeah, definitely.
That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, that felt like the beginning installment in a whole series of adventures of the Incredible family, of the...
The Parrs.
Parr family. I mean, we had a perfect sequel set up at the very end, too. And they haven't even done a short film with the Underminer.
Yeah, short adventures or something. They've been doing Cars tunes, do the tall tales that Mater tells everybody. There's that. But no, they haven't gone on with the Incredibles.
Yeah, and I would have no problem if they did short films with the Toy Story characters.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. The Toy Story characters are so beloved at this point that it would take a serious misstep for me to go, oh yeah, I'm done with them.
I hear you. They're real, three-dimensional, wonderful characters that my nephew is 2 years old and he loves them. I'm as old as the hills and I love them. I don't know. And it's just that whole playing it safe, let's look at the bottom line above all mentality. And yet we had a summer where the most talked about movie, the movie that everybody, you know, freaked out about in that way was Inception, which was, dreamscape notwithstanding, totally original, totally unlike anything you'd seen. Difficult to even explain. It's certainly difficult to put in a this meets this
right.
sort of vocabulary. And thankfully, that movie made a hell of a lot of money. And so hopefully every single studio head the next week said, what do we have, you know, that's something like that, that's unusual, that's interesting, that people, we can say, you know, go see it because it's not going to be like anything else that's coming out this summer. You know, I don't know. Maybe somebody out there is probably right now saying, oh, Tron 2. But there's a word in that sentence that just puts a hole in the whole argument. I don't know if next summer is going to be better. I hope it is. I'm willing. I still have enough hope left in the bucket or in Pandora's box to say, yes, I hope that next summer is better. You know, we've got some movies I'm looking forward to, but we've also got the Smurfs feature film.
Oh.
I pray to Shiva, let me die, but I do not.
So, you know, there's this thing. There's things to complain about. Hopefully there's a little bit of hope. I said hope twice in the same sentence. Good night, everybody.
All right. See you later.
That Gizmo Go is produced under a Creative Commons 3.0 license. Apparently, the creative in Creative Commons doesn't mean anything.
And it's like a bickering romantic comedy. Joe Pia would describe it as, what's that? It starts with an O. One night, once a night, only one night, one night. Oh, help me. Cary Grant. Catherine Hepburn.
It happened one night.
It happened one night meets Robocock. No, what's a movie?
It happened one night meets...
Land Before Time, I'll say it.
I was going to say Ferngully.
Okay.